听力课堂，听 class.com。
Reading. You're supposed to write quickly. Can you write in English? And can you also write email English? Maybe not. Email English is a new kind of written English that is being used to save time. A lot of email English words might look unfamiliar to us. Many look like rubbish.This is because they come from a computer program called ICQ, which means I seek you. ICQ is an email chat line that people use to have online conversations with friends. One Canadian teacher says, people can use their computers to talk to each other. But you are supposed to type quickly so the other person doesn't get bored. Using email English helps you write quickly.Email English mostly uses two types of word. The first is abbreviation. This is formed by using the first letter of each word in the phrase. For example, BTW means by the way, and CSL means can't stop laughing. The second kind of word is a homophone. It's created by combining letters and symbols or numbers to sound like other words.An example of this would be to write great as GR8, or to write see you later as CUL8R. When you write email English, you do not use punctuation marks only in the traditional way. You are also supposed to use them to show the emotion you are feeling. These are called emoticons. The advantage of using punctuation marks is that you can make faces with them.The most common one is the happy face. It looks like this. And it is made with a colon and a white bracket beside it. Email English is fun. It's almost like writing riddles. You can learn it easily by yourselves and experiment with your own ideas. It is not rude to write email English, but it is important to use it only at the proper time. When you are emailing a friend or sending a message to a friend on a mobile phone,But you shouldn't use it in class. And remember, your teachers will not be pleased if you write email English in a test.